The annual ritual of trick-or-treating ended last night, but just when you thought it was safe to put away the candy and costumes, Halloween just won't die. For some people, this is a weekend of the living dead, and as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it's not just for kids anymore.
A cackling doormat is just one of the thousands of Halloween goodies on sale at Seattle Display and Costume Supply. For the big spender, $2,500 will buy a giant crate that shakes and moans. You can only imagine what lurks inside. Maybe you prefer a candy dish that scoots away when you reach for it, or perhaps the adult-size deviled egg costume.
We have spiders that drop down. Can you clap your hands?
Susan Carlton is the store's owner.
Swizzle sticks and slimy door covers and slimy, icky eyes. This is a door knocker.
Carlton's family started this company in 1952. For the first 30 years or so, the only costumes were plastic ones for kids. There were no mechanical bats, no flying witches. But today, there's actually a special trade show with more than 400 vendors just for Halloween. Scott Krugman of the National Retail Federation says Halloween is now the second biggest home decorating holiday of the year.
Baby boomers are much involved in why Halloween is becoming popular. They're rediscovering the holiday through their kids, but of course marketing people have a lot to do with this too.
Halloween is now its own season. Costumes and decorations turn up in stores in September, just after school starts. And by the time the weekend is over, Americans will have spent an estimated $7 million on things like Oreos stuffed with orange filling. There are boxer shorts covered with ghosts and lip gloss that tastes like candy corn. Martha Stewart even has a line of special tools just for carving pumpkins. Even thrift stores like Goodwill are reaping the benefits of the marketing campaigns. Do-it-yourself costume makers have kept the October sales on a steady uptick, jumping 38% in the last 2 years alone. Much of the merchandise has taken on a distinctly adult turn. And although the beer industry says it's backing away from past year's promotions, Halloween happy hours abound. A special weekend haunted house cruise caught Marcia's fancy.
I've dressed up every Halloween, but we usually do the mom and dad thing and scare the kids, but we decided to do something adult and go on the Argus cruise and just do it with all of our people the same age as us anyway, so it should be fun.
As this weekend winds to a close and the orange and black lights come down, retailers can only salivate. Christmas shopping is just around the corner. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.